Tav Resh Nun Alef Sef Gimel. Iter Noitol Lulav Bimin. So the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that the Iter takes the Lulav Bimin Kol Adam. Ve'esek V'smo Kol Adam. So he doesn't switch because of the fact that he's a lefty. He takes the Lulav in the right of the average person, and the Esek in the left of the average person, like everybody else. The Basha Yamin is small, the Alma is Linen. Well, the Basha Yamin is small today. So the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that this halacha depends on the Yamin and small of general people, not of his personal Yamin and small. Because the way we look at an Eater is his left hand is really his right hand because it's a stronger hand. Over here, that's not relevant. Hagoah, V'yesh Armim, the Rama argues. Today we look at it depends on his yamin, the person's personal yamin. V'yesh litol halulav b'min today, but esrog b'smol today. So he would hold lulav in what we would refer to as his left hand, but that's his yamin, and esrog in his small. V'chein noga v'chein ikar, and the Rama says that's the minig v'chein ikar, but if he did switch it the other way around, you're still yotzei. Now we did point out, even though that's true in regards to the placement of the hadassim and their rabbis, the hadassim still remain on the right and the rabbis are on the left. So whereas the average person is holding the lulav with hadassim on the right and the rabbis on the left and the esrog in his left hand, so the esrog is really touching the rabbis, for this person the esrog will be next to the hadassim. A person who is ambidextrous, not a little bit yamin, but esrog b'smol kol adam. That could call on that. The Rama agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. There's no reason why he's a tzwitz, because he is ambidextrous. So the Mishnah wrote the Basi yamin and small today. The Dafka Tefillin should arise. So the Shulchan Aruch says we don't switch. So why is it that we don't switch? We find a Tefillin that we switch. The answer is Tefillin. Shehuda Raisa, that's a pasuk, that's a halach in the pasuk of a stronger hand, weaker hands. So there, Iter ba'ozel basa yamin didei. So we have to look at what his right hand is. Awalulav din tilasa b'yamin hud rabbanan. Taking a lulav is the rice of the Seder first day. Which hand you hold it is the rabbanan. It's the mark of the hand, the rice. So that's it in the rabbanan. Because we give a certain chashivus to the right hand, because that's a general more chashiva item. The yesh and the lulav deserves that because yesh b'tzlosa mitzvahs, it has three of the four mitzvahs in it. So in regards to that, the Shulchan Aruch says iter hu kechol adam. So we leave him like everybody else. V'tama yesh amrim the sabr the zinin b'asi today kama b'tefillin. He says no, we compare it to tefillin. The Moshe of Dirsha brings a fascinating question. She says that the Rav of a shul who's a lefty says even though at home he would take the lulav like the Rama says the other way around, but in shul out the cover of the tzibur he should take it like everybody else, like the way the Shulchan Aruch says. The same thing is relevant for the shots. Okay, so for Nanuim and for Hoshanas, when they walk around, he would hold like everybody else. Okay. V'imhipach yotzi yotes, hanu bein itzer ubein mishenu itzer, this issue of switching around that you heard say, it's true, even if you're not an itzer, the yamin is not ma'akib but yevin. V'imhipach yotzi lulu b'smurlo b'esir b'imin uz yotzi. However, those who disagree and say that's not true, and therefore, it would be proper to redo it again. Without a bracha, obviously. It's a person who is ambidextrous and uses both hands equally. Left hand is better for him, it's stronger. Even though his right hand is capable also, but not as capable as the left, that's not called shalom b'shayodav. And therefore, he remains a lefty with the minhag of taking his the lulav in his left hand. Dalit, adam shein lo yadav, not the lulav b'zroyo b'chein hoeser. He doesn't have hands. So not the lulav b'zroyo shel yamin, v'chein hoeser b'zroyo shel. So he would hold it in his hands are missing, so he uses his lower part of his arm to grasp as begins hold it in his arms. The miksiv ulakatan biyadon say anywhere about taking using a hand. So he's definitely yotzei that way. Hanu beis hashechi. So that's gonna be the first example is there's no lower arm at all. He'd be using he put under his armpit. If he does have a lower arm, so not to marbek, he would hold it in his elbow. Is that nami lekicha? Because it's all called lekicha. The main lo yisroya klav. He doesn't have any arm at all. So there's no way to hold it over there. So he wants to pick it up with his mouth. And little bape, you don't take it with your mouth. There's a lav lekicha he klau. B'kuri Yaakov chelik olav ayin shom. The B'kuri Yaakov. B'kuri Yaakov says it is called lekicha. So right. Okay. M'chena esug im yesh lo yad echol. If he has one complete arm, one hand, yitol halulav b'yad, feel he small nechshavas. That's the yamin. Whatever hand that is, that's his stronger hand. So he will take the lulav in that hand. V'esrig mizroya shekinekta. Then he put the esrig on under his holding it under his arm on the other side. V'miyafshalay yitol esrig mizroya. If he's unable to hold it in his other arm, so and he doesn't have enough room in his hand to hold the asterisk together with the lulav, so he takes them one after the other, which we'll see later on that we are yotze doing them one after the other also. Hey, sif hey, yivarch al natilas lulav b'shechiyanu kadam shiyitol ha'asterisk. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the correct way of doing it is your person picks up the lulav with the hadassim and the ravas and leaves the asterisk on the table. Makes the bracha of Asher Kishonu Abdilas Lulav, the bracha of Shechiyanu Lazman Azeb, and then he finishes, he picks up the asterisk and he's Yotze. This way it comes out, he's making the bracha. Like all birchas and mitzvahs, the bracha has to be said before you do the mitzvah. So, till he takes the asterisk, he's not yotze, so he didn't do the mitzvah yet. That's option number one. Option number two is what we're more familiar with. Oh, yehapecha asterisk ad shivorech. That you hold the asterisk upside down, you're not yotze, the asterisk is upside down. Make the bracha, then turn the asterisk over back to right side up. Hagav yivarech ma'umad. The birchas and mitzvahs should be said standing. You should also hold it standing. B'di'evad yirtz if you're sitting. Well, yivarech rak pamachas b'yom. You only make the bracha once a day. Abba b'yishan noit loy kama pam email. You pick it up more than once. You make a bracha once. Chabtalad kadam shi'it l'esrig. Mitam de'em l'vorech kadam shi'it leno halulav. It's not. Would not make sense that we should make the bracha when the lulav is not even in your hand yet. Like that's too far removed from the mitzvah to make the bracha. Generally, we make mitzvahs. You know, we make brachas. We're holding on to something when we make the bracha. Chenin levorach achar shenot kol arba minim. On the other end, you can't pick up all 4 minim and then make the bracha. The rule of mitzvahs, birchas and mitzvahs have to be said before you do that. The word over here means before. Hilka, Mvorach Kadam Sheyitu LeEsrig. Therefore, you pick up the lulav, not the esrig. And that's prior to you do the mitzvah. Because Shah Ma'akvin says that the 4 minim are ma'akev. Since you've not taken the esrig yet, you're not yet saying anything at all. So until you've taken the esrig, you've not fulfilled any mitzvah. So making the bracha then is called doing it before the mitzvah, even though you're already holding the lulav. Oh, so that's one option. The second option is you hold the esrig upside down. You have the esrig, you put the stem up. Then the answer is that you're not yetzu with that. To be in there, they lost, and they have to be held the way they grow. Bays, like we said before, and we pointed out that the way that esrig grows, the pitim is up and the stem is down. He turns the esrig over with the stem facing down, and then he's yotze. So that means he made the bracha before he did the mitzvah. There's a third option of how to do it, the hainu. So according to this, he has a third option, which would pick up all four at one time, but have intent that you're not going to be yotzei until after you finish saying the bracha. So since we all miss this tzrichas kavana, and even if you all miss this ain't tzrichas kavana, but if you have kavana, which is the opposite, not to be yotzei, you're not yotzei. So we hear the person saying, I don't want to be yotzei until X happens. What's X? That until I say the bracha. So it comes out, when he picks it up, he's having kavana not to be yotze until he finishes the bracha. When he finishes the bracha, he's yotze the mitzvah. The Vilna Goyen holds that that's the best option out of all the options available, is to do that. Keep that upside down until you make the bracha. V'imshachol levorach kadam l'kicha, levorach achar kach, dogam hananua humin mitzvah. Now he does a fascinating din. Person picked up the lulav, all of the 4 minim in the right direction, the correct direction. So everybody's facing where they're supposed to be facing, and then he sees the mitzvah. Then he realizes, he didn't make a bracha. He says, he didn't shake the lulav yet. So he makes a bracha then before the nanuam. So, even though the nanuam are not ma'akev, so it's too late. You find a similar idea. Nanuam is the shaking. The more refers to them as shiore mitzvah, in the sense that they're the extra part of the mitzvah, the shirai with the leftovers of the mitzvah, but they're ma'akev when it comes to the kiyum of the mitzvah. They're not ma'akev, you're yotze to the mitzvah without them. But it's not going to tell you to do the mitzvah properly without them, so therefore the bracha is going on that element. If I'm in a tilsi dayim, some of the shanim learn that the way you, the reason why you're allowed to make the bracha after you wash.
Because
we look at the drying as shirayim shal mitzvah. That's one of the ways to explain over there. Tosis says that idea. Fine. You should not be doing any ma'isa while you're making a bracha. So you don't. Correct. Even though the Iker mitzvah is done earlier, which is the washing, so over there we say theoretically, really, you have to say Chazal allowed this, because since it was, it's like a funny thing in Chazal's mind. Here you are washing your hands, which would be a nice thing to do, to cover the bracha to wash your hands. You're making the bracha before you wash your hands. That's like strange. Better idea to wash your hands. That's why your hands are now are more presentable, and then make the bracha. On the other hand, it's not over lasiyasa. So we say, well, it is over the siyasim because there's still the step of the process of drying, which has to be done. So similar day over here. We work mumud, but tilos a gamken tia gamken mumud. So standing applies to the bracha. Also stands in regards to doing the mitzvah. You should do the mitzvah standing. But you have any mitzvah bracha, but have a mitzvah. Yoshev is yotze. Even if you did it sitting, seated, you're still yotze. A person might take it multiple times on a day. The hitter mitzvah, it's considered a hitter mitzvah to hold it longer. Where do you see that? The Mursa Natsu Shalayim basically held on to their Dalaminim the vast majority of the day. They took it with them. Okay. It's a Gemara tomorrow in Sukkah. Okay. Vav. Lo yivarach shechiyonu b'shas asiyas of luluv, el b'shas netzilosu. We don't want the shechiyonu when you're binding the luluv together, but rather when you take it. Sif chavtes, sikon chavtes, el b'shas netzilosu. Abu gav the minadin ho yiroi lavarach shechiyonu take it b'shas asiyas of luluv. We could argue that you're supposed to make the shechiyonu when you're finished preparing the item. We preferably leave the bracha till the time of the tilo. But we'll see that b'di eved, you'd definitely be yotzei if you did a b'shas igud. Okay. If you didn't say it earlier, you can say it later on, up to the last day. But if a person did say shechiyonu b'shas igud, when you're putting the lulav together, so you don't say. And that's the hasbro why we keep sacred the yarma. And let's say muscle, we keep sacred the yarma on the regular yom tov and shuvos. We make a shechiyonu by kiddush both nights. We make the Pesach the first two nights. We make shechiyonu by the so we make brachas the second night also. Why do we make a shechiyonu the first 2 days of Sukkos? And the lulav, why don't we make it 2 days shechiyonu on the first day of Sukkos and the second day of Sukkos? Why do we not make it? Why only make it once? Right. So the answer is because since b'diav by the lulav, you get to the bracha of shechiyonu even before Sukkos when you put the lulav when the lulav is brought together, it's bound together. So over here, this is equivalent to making that shechiyonu before Sukkos when the lulav was bound together. So you don't say b'diav with that shechiyonu over there. It's the only reason to make a shechiyonu again on the second day. Because even if this will not be yontif, there will really be erev yontif still. You'll be yotzei. Zion. So Zion said like this. Let's say I take the lulav or the esrog, not directly, but through some type of a holder which is made to hold them. I pick up the dollar minim using that holder. In Moshe Beis Yad, a person makes like a sleeve. They put the lulav inside over there and then held the lulav with the Beis Yad. So he's holding onto the Beis Yad is holding onto the lulav. So Shabbat, I mean, that's fine. We mentioned before that holding something, the pasuk says lokatam lechem, it doesn't have to be direct contact between you and the item. You have to take it. Taking with the tongue is also called taking. So taking al yani dabracher is called taking. However, ubavad she derech covered, it has to be something which is covered dick. Stick a lulav inside of a kli and pick up the kli. It's like a bizarre, like you don't want to touch the lulav. That's not considered proper. If you just wrap it around with some cloth and either your hand or the esrog, let's say, or the lulav, and you pick it up like that, could be not yotze. It's considered a hefsek, a chatzitza between his hand and the mitzvah. Better said, the mitzvah is lakicha. It's not called lakicha when there's something which is not made to hold the item really. So it's not called lakicha. It's a barakah. It's not like I'm wrapping something on my hand. So you wouldn't say that a pair of gloves on my hands is called kicha yidah barakah. It's called I'm wearing gloves on my hand. They're not there to facilitate the taking of the item. That's what the Yisrael Sherman says. You're not yotze. Hagav benogel chachmer hoser tefillin. Therefore, the minig is we take off the tefillin, even though we wear tefillin in Chol Hamoed. But when it comes to being yetzim, it's a dalad minim, and concurrently, you know, hallow with the nuim, we take off our tefillin. Shouldn't be any straps on your tefillin between the tefillin, between your hand and the dalad minim. Or if a person has rings on his fingers, the minig is to take the rings off. So people are very much been taking off the tefillin, not so much on the rings. Even though that's the minig, really it's not problematic, because it's only a problem if you the other parts of your hand are not touching, would not be touching the dalad minig. But the reality is you're wrapping your hand, you're placing your hand all around the item, so your hand is touching the item in multiple places, besides the area which is not was covered. So that's not a problem of lack of lakicha. Your hand is taking it. There's definitely parts of the hand which are bare. He's taking it with his bare hands. Okay. Beis yad, sechal namet. Kegoyin shekol lulub chutz miyorei. So the case is that none of the lulub is in your hand. So it means you made like an extension which you put at the bottom of the lulub and attach it to the lulav. You're holding the extension, like this extender. So you're not holding the lulav at all, betzim, in your hand. He's holding onto this extension, which was made out of the cloth. It's not a problem with chatzitza, because you're not holding the lulav. The problem is either this is mutter, because that's okay, or it's much worse than a chatzitza. Because chatzitza is when you're holding the item, there's something in between. I'm not holding the item b'chlal. So the Torah says, why does it work? Because the kicha yedav erach, shmor l'kicha, so then we don't care about the chatzitza. The chatzitza in the scenario becomes an irrelevant issue. That the logic behind why it's mutter is because a hand which is made to hold it is there to beautify it. So something which is lenoi is not a chatzitza. Correct. Okay. Valkein aft sheoiches halulav biyodoi. If it's not pretty, so then it's not adding, it's not glorifying, then it's no heter. Cleave in the tola. Let's say you put it in the clean, you held it like that. Feel the hukam, even though that's like a derech bizarre. Like I don't want to, like, you know, you don't want to touch the item b'chla. Feel the hukam, even if the clean is of kasev, I mean derech kavod kishoyes chesav b'kli. Holding onto the outer kli and not putting your hand on the lulav is improper. Well, shmul lakich is not called caking, and you're not yotze. If you skim kamar chredin b'kli yesh lahachmer b'chol dinyan, the chredin pasna l'chol ma'aseh were machmer not use a kli. Whether you're holding the sides of the kli, the bottom of the kli, or there's a place to a handle to the kli, none of them are acceptable. A love sutter, if he wraps a sutter around the dalminim or around your hands, that's a problem with tam chatzitza. This is a chatzitza issue. that's around the Mishnah Lohavi Lekichatama. The Ran says the problem is not Chatzitza. The problem says it's lacking in a complete Lekicha, Lekichatama, complete Lekicha, Midarshan Lekachtem, Lekachtam, take it in a complete way. Fine. A shakarach sitter, or if he wraps the sitter not around the dalamina, but around his hands. Who adinim lavash bata yadayim al yadayim? He's wearing gloves. Same problem. Mashakosim mecharbet din zeh loshin yeshayim. So why does he present this as a yeshayim? He says yeshayim de lo yatsa. He also brings a second opinion. This brings. It says in a case of your karchel of sutter are either on his hand or on the item, and he took it yeshayim that you're not yatsa. But he never discussed a different shita. So Mishum that's around this here the yotze, because there's opinion that says not like this. This is yar yotze. The bottle of the gabi yad. We said that these items become tuffle to your hand, and not a chatzitza. Abu Bakrach sudra alulu. But even the Ran says that if it's wrapped around your hand, it's there for the purposes of some way enhancing your hand. It's bottle to your hand. If you wrap it around the lulav, across it around the lulav, gam that's around lo yotze lo havi l'kichutama. That's already a problem. Okay, and totally yasav yitlanim lebracha. You would do it again, but again he says without a bracha. And he says the minig is to take off the tefillin. Menogel hashem shemarid kosher zibar tefillin besukah lelulav. Achokach yasav shara hananduim bebesekneses. So we discussed before that it seems to be a question he brought before, that the Shulchan Aruch says it's really the proper time to say it is right before Hallel, and the Rizal said it's proper to say it earlier on in the day in the Sukkah. So the point wasn't so much earlier on in the day, the point is it was doing it in the Sukkah, but since they didn't have an option of a Sukkah by the next to the Shul, they meant doing it earlier. So if you have an option of a Sukkah next to the Shul, which you can finish an essay, take off your tefillin, run into the sukkah, make a bracha on the dalaminim, and then come back and say hello, that would the be the best. Right, so this is a result. Because this is a result. Now the result just said, practically said, now, that's one way of understanding it, but if you look at the Sharet Siyum, in Mem Gimel, that the reason why he did it wasn't, which in the Rizal it says clearly that his goal was to bring together the Dalminim, which acts as a way of bringing the names, the different letters of Hashem's name together in the Sukkah, which is, represents the being in the Hashem's presence. So that's very chashav apikabola. But the Sharetzi in Mem Gimel says maybe the reason why he said to do that was because you don't want to wait for the mitzvah. Because you get up in the morning, you have a chiyuv to mekayim mitzvah lulav, or maybe it means al pisoid, which is the second argument. So he says, not sure which way the Rizal was going. Was going a halachic argument or a kabbalistic argument?
About what?
Doing it, and the nafkamina would be like you were saying, in a case where you'd have an opportunity to do it right before halal would be really be the best thing. If you have a sukkah right off of your shul building, you can run into the, you know, everybody can step into the sukkah and make a bracha and say hello. Lahasir, so hanashi kabam achari etzbo. So over here, this means you remove the straps from the hand, not the whole tefillin.
What are you saying? What's halachic or kabbalistic?
The Rizal's minute to be taken in the sukkah before David. So he said, what do you need to do? You need to do is to take off the wrappings around your hands and tie it up, he says, a chariyatzwa behind one finger. Yeshua Mashiach was a tefillin, the garment, cut him until salulim. Some say, no, just take the tefillin off totally already. And then do the mitzvah dalamin, which that seems to be... Armenic. Then he said over here that even though we're chashas, the tefillin might be a chatzitza, or rings won't be a chatzitza, but the abba is not a problem because the vast majority of your hand is on the item, even though part of it is not. because of the midina yesh hakpod al zeh mishum chatzitzu. Af she'en kol yad mechusse behem. So the Ramah said this is not really a halachic problem. So he says you should know that some people hold that it is a halachic problem because of chatzitza, even though not the whole hand is covered, and therefore according to them you'd want to take it again. But obviously since it's a suffix, whether that's true or not, so you would take it again without a bracha. Okay. Ches, in a nei of a shor shem vork, you do not know him at the time right after you make a bracha. V'chein in a nei of a hodul Hashem pamachas, you are in a nei of a hodul Hashem one time. V'menanim b'chol hodul shiyamru, and the Ramah says that the people respond every time they say hodul, they do not know him. Which the mechaber, you watch the start, and they don't do that. They just move they just move the lulav, the dunanuam, only by the first time when they reply hodzu, and not afterwards. We say we do nanuam again at the last pasuk of the kapitel. It's kapitel kuf yud ches 118. So last pasuk. It says, "Hodul Hashem kitzav kilom chasto." Again, so we can, and we when we double that pasuk, we do not know him twice. Shavasoyv shekayv lon hasoy sheyatzibar vatzibar menanim shtei pamim. So everybody is benayed two times. Chen bon Hashem Mashiano. We say, "Bon Hashem Mashiano, Hashem Hatzlichem lo." So menanay shtei pamim fish shekayv lon hasoy. In all of these scenarios, we do. Nanuim each time we say the phrase the Shulchan Aruch will in the next sif we'll talk about exactly how the Nanuim are supposed to be done. Fine. V'yesh Amr Lechter Mo Shashi Yatsibur Menea Gamkein Shashi Amr Yarmer No Yisrael Avoloi B'yarmer No Beis Aroin and Beis Avoloi Yireh Hashem Kein No Hagum. Some will say that we're saying that the only time you're Menea is when you say the Pasuk of Hodul Hashem or the Pasuk of Anah Hashem. So that would preclude in this scenario we have the Sheikh Tzibur doesn't say Hodul Hashem multiple times. He says it once. So he would only be Menanea one time. Says, the Ramah says there's a meaning for him to be Menanea when he says Yerba No Yisrael. Not the last two. Yeshua Shatir Tzibur Menanea Gam came with Kishayarmer, quote, Yerba No Yisrael. I will love Yerba No, Chen No, go fine. You have to, Adam, you have to go, right? Okay. Fine. Lamed Zion. B'shoshim avorech. We do not know him when you make the bracha in the morning. Even if it's not in conjunction with halal. Filosh lotot shalom b'shas halal. And they l'chol aruchas. Okay. Very good. Pleasure. Okay, bye. You know what? Let's hold it here because it's already almost 7:40.